Chapter 4, What Does Baptism Mean? 1. Understanding that God despises the world. Baptism in waters also means that deep in our heart, we understand that God despises the world. Do you know why God despises the world? Because no one cares about God. During elections, they make many promises, but they are merely promises since they accomplish nothing. Even if they claim to be Catholics, they are not. Check to see whether they attend Mass to hear the priest. How can a Christian in his heart respect such a person? If he does respect, God will have nothing to do with him. This is why many individuals who call themselves believers continue to have problems. 2. The secret to everlasting success is honoring God. What is the secret to success? It is to honor God in the big things and in the small things. It is not honoring God only on Sunday. It is honoring God every day. It is believing that there is no other God above our God. Nobody plays with Him. If someone attacks us, He will defend us. If we have problems, He will bless us because God is with us. 3. We must remove Egypt from our heart. Read the book, Convert to Disciple. When you read this book, Egypt, the world, will leave your heart. You will think differently. You will become a different person on the inside. You will begin to respect God and stop going after people who are enemies of God. Then God will be your friend like never before. It is not enough for you to leave Egypt. It's not enough for you to be free from slavery. You have to remove Egypt from your heart. When the people arrived at the gates of the promised land, of the 12 spies, 10, that is, 80%, complained. They said, "The promised land is fantastic, but there are giants there. They are so big and important. We are nothing." God became angry with those 10 leaders and said, "For you, the people outside are more important. Do you respect a minister more than a pastor? Would you rather go visit someone than go visit God in His house? Do you think it is more important for your child to go to university than to go to God's school?" Schools and universities produce Antichrist. They produce people who are against Christ and against everything that has to do with God. How can a person like and accept that that person is important? Never. What is important is a minister of God, an assistant of God, the Bible school, etc. Everything that has to do with God is important. There will always be people living in the desert. There are people who know that there is a God and have even lived a miracle or two, but now nothing happens. Now the person only experiences problems in their finances, in their health, in their family. The curses are piling up. They are constantly praying, but nothing works. But not for those who do not bow down to the world. Who is going to occupy the promised land? Those who believe that everything that has to do with God is superior. Those who do not believe that the individuals who are in power, etc., are the important ones. God will give us the promised land. If God is with you, who can be against you? It is God who defends us. It is God who blesses us. It is God who feeds us. It is God who saves. It is God who gives us health and victory. Final exhortation. Exchange everything to walk with God and receive the promised land that God has for you. I was once on that side. I was an engineer and could have opted for the system of the world. I was actually earning well. I could have chosen to be a believer with one foot inside the church and one foot outside, a believer who wasn't going anywhere. But, like Moses, I also chose the best thing. Moses exchanged being the owner of the greatest empire of the time to become a man of God. It seems as if he was not smart, because now he was mocked by society. But Moses' name will live on forever. You too can become a great Moses for God. I made the best choice. I traded everything to walk with God. Here I am, constantly preaching the Word of God, because God is wonderful. I encourage you to read the book, Convert to Disciple. This book has tremendous things to help you remove Egypt from your heart, your way of thinking, your way of believing, your way of looking at the people who are lost in the world. Then you will be able to please God and receive the promised land that He has for you. Final prayer. I want to end this course with a prayer for you and your family, so that the devil does not steal the blessing of baptism from you and that you may enjoy the great practical benefits of being baptized in the waters. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that I bind the devil in the life of these people who are reading this course. Satan, I say to you, you are already bound in the family of these people. You cannot stop them from following, walking with God and being baptized in the waters. Now, Lord Jesus, I give you thanks because they have all decided to be baptized and their lives will never be the same. Therefore, I command the blessings of Abraham over this house, over this family, over these people. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.